This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeeliang describes tribalism as greatest obstacle to Nagaland's growth. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Buchum expresses concern over children's early exposure to tobacco. In commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting, Akashwani Kohima conducts folk song competition. Second PM Awas Mela Sheri under Angikar 2025 campaign held in Chumukedima. Now, the news in detail. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeeliang today described tribalism as the greatest obstacle to the state's growth and prosperity and urged the youth to become the antidote to this divisive mindset. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Old Nagaland College Students' Union, ANCSU 22nd Biennial General Conference at St. Xavier College, Jaluke, Mr. Zeeliang cautioned that with a small population, Nagaland cannot afford divisions based on tribe or community. He called on young people to ensure that all Nagas progress together as one united family. The Deputy Chief Minister reminded students that today's generation enjoys unprecedented access to technology and global opportunities, privileges that must be used responsibly. The District Level Coordination Committee meeting of the District Tobacco Control Cell, DTCC Kohima, was held today at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Kohima, chaired by Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum. Mr. Buchum expressed concern over children's early exposure to tobacco and emphasized teachers' vital role in awareness building, reminding that police personnel and teachers are authorized to enforce Section 6B of Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Products Act, COTPA, 2003, which bans tobacco sales within 100 meters of educational institutions. He urged stronger enforcement and formation of teacher-led task forces across schools. Dr. Ning Utunyo, District Nodal Officer, highlighted progress under tobacco vendor licensing and declared Mengujuma Village, MS Mengujuma, GMS Pesama, and Modern Higher Secondary School Kohima as tobacco-free. In commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting, Akashwani Kohima conducted folk song competition, Voices of the Youth, at Arsempa Zotsuma this evening, organized by Akashwani Kohima in collaboration with the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NEZCC, and the Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, Government of Nagaland. The competition featured 15 youth groups, primarily college students representing diverse Naga tribes. Addressing the event, Head of Program Akashwani Kohima, Ella Kaina, said that Akashwani's year-long celebration of 90 years of radio broadcasting in India reflects the rich cultural legacy that the organization has preserved over the decades. She also paid tribute to the state's folk artists, noting that their contributions remain deeply cherished and forever remembered. Ms. Kaina highlighted the various programs and activities undertaken by Akashwani Kohima as part of the celebrations and emphasized the station's significant role at both the regional and national levels.
As we celebrate Akashwani's rich cultural legacy and the 90th commemoration of broadcasting by hosting this folk song competition, we pay tribute to our folk artists. Their efforts in preserving our culture have kept it very much alive today. These efforts have greatly shaped Akashwani Kohima into what it is today.
Kemnungan tribe emerged winner of the competition. A special presentation by the Tikir Women Union Kohima also featured during the event, adding to the celebration of Naga heritage and musical tradition. The second PM Awas Mela Sheri under the Angikar 2025 campaign was held today at Chumukedima Town Council Hall. The event, organized by the Department of Municipal Affairs, aimed to showcase the achievements and implementation progress under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, PMAYU, and to promote the vision of housing for all. In his address, Advisor Municipal Affairs and Urban Development, Jalio Rio, said the goal of the scheme is to provide financial assistance to urban poor and middle-class families to help them build or buy affordable houses. He said that under the scheme, The financial assistance has been raised to 2,50,000 rupees. Mr. Rio also encouraged all the ULB councillors, authorities and department officials to work towards the upliftment of the weaker sections of the society and to spread awareness about the various government schemes. State Mission Director PMAYU and Additional Director and HOD Municipal Affairs Temjin Rinla Kichu outlined the achievements under PMAYU and new strategies under the scheme.
Under the mission, a total of nearly 30,000 dwelling units have been covered across the state, with a completion rate of about 96%, which is one of the highest completion rates in the Northeast. Beneficiaries under the first phase of the scheme have been provided with a subsidy amount of 1,50,000 rupees released in 3 installments. The Angikar campaign is a nationwide outreach program under PMAYU 2.0 to accelerate the scheme's implementation. Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has invited applicants for filling up various vacancies under the Government of Nagaland. It has announced a total of 96 vacancies, including 24 Class 1 and 2 gazetted and 72 Class 3 non-gazetted posts in different government departments. The NPSC informed that the details can be accessed from the Commission's website, npsc.nagaland.gov.in, or from its office notice board. The NPSC said that online application form would be available from Thursday noon till noon of 12th of next month. On to sports. The first state-level sub-junior, junior and senior Wushu Sanda Championship organized by the Nagaland Wushu Association, NWA, in collaboration with the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, DYRS, commenced today at the Pelekejie Indoor Stadium, Kohima. Guest of honor, Pelekejie, President of Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union and Nagaland Taekwondo Association, lauded the organizers for hosting Nagaland's first-ever state-level Wushu Championship, noting that every participant was part of a significant milestone.
Today is a very special day. This is the first time we are having a state-level Wushu Championship. And all of us are making history. And we have all worldwide played for the day. It's so great to see, to share, to remember.
Addressing the athletes, Mr. Keje praised their hard work, discipline and dedication, reminding them that reaching the stage already makes them winners. Highlighting the values of perseverance and sportsmanship, Mr. Keje urged the participants to support and motivate one another. A total of 93 athletes from 7 districts, Peren, Kohima, Zeneboto, Dimapur, Mokokchung, Mon and Pek, are competing in the championship, which will conclude tomorrow. And the 69th National School Games Taekwondo Under 14 Boys Championship began at K. Kire Badminton Stadium, Police Complex, Chumukidima today. Speaking as the special guest, Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election, H. Tovihoto Ayemi said the championship is not merely a sporting competition, but a celebration of youthful energy, national unity and sportsmanship. Emphasizing that the championship is a key step in developing grassroots sports, Mr. Ayemi noted that investing in youth today builds a stronger and healthier India tomorrow. Deputy Inspector General of Police Border Imna Lensa, while urging athletes to overcome fear and doubt, he reminded them that every battle is fought twice, first in the mind and then on the field.
The three-day event hosted by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports Nagaland will conclude on Thursday. The championship features participation from 30 states and union territories along with 5 CBSE-affiliated units under the School Games Federation of India. Nearly 400 individuals, including 310 athletes and 75 coaches, managers and team officials are taking part in the event. Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
To end the news, the headlines again. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang describes tribalism as greatest obstacle to Nagaland's growth. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Bucham expresses concern over children's early exposure to tobacco. In commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting, Akashwani Kohima conducts folk song competition. second PM Awas Mela Sheri under Angikar 2025 campaign held in Chumukedima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.